trying to control people? You know, Paul says this in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace. When he says, I commit you to God, it's a release. He loves the people in Ephesus. They are so important to him. And you're going to be most tempted in the relationships that are so special to you, people you care about and love so deeply. There's going to be a temptation to control them. And it might be controlling your kids or the person you're dating or even your spouse, people who you work with, because you want results to go in a certain direction. Maybe because you think your plan is the best. You have a plan for other people that you want them to fulfill. Or maybe you just care about them and you can rationalize it by saying, well, I'm guiding them, I'm correcting them, I'm just, you know, helping them. But you got to be real careful, because when you try to control people, they're either going to, you know, for a time go along with it, but then spring way back the other way. They're going to resent you, or you're going to end up steering them in a direction that's not how God has wired them. So today, who do you need to just release control of? Maybe what relationships or results where you just need to say, God, I commit this to you, to your grace. And I just know, God, your word is going to prevail. I don't need to act as if I have the final say, and I'm not going to play your role, God, so I'm going to trust you instead. Pray that to the Lord with the specific things that you're tempted to control. Release them, and you'll be released as well.